This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Moving on, lastly and finally, there are some cultural aspects in divorce as well. Again, that's a topic on its own. Divorce, how nasty they become. Islam says, أَبْغَضُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الطَّلَقِ. This is the hadith in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawood, right? The sanad is not that authentic. You know, it's slightly questionable sanad, but the meaning is fine, it's true. It's a permissible activity. Divorce is, we need to understand. Now, one cultural thing is what we realize is that divorce is what? An unlawful activity. It's an evil thing. Islam says, no, who said your divorce is evil? It's permissible. One of the most disliked activities, but it is permissible. Now, culturally, what do we think? It's bad. Now, let me explain just this to you. You know how this has an impact. When you consider talaq and divorce to be an evil act, an act of you know, wretchedness, and it's a wicked and evil act, wicked in the true sense of the word, not the slang sense. It's an evil act. You consider talaq to be an evil act, then what happens? What's the natural consequence? Whenever divorce takes place, then what happens? What happens? Something's, you know, something really bad. Everybody in the community thinks it's a bad thing. Divorce has happened. Islam says it's not bad. You know, even the messengers, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam divorced his wife. What's the big deal? The messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam once contemplated divorcing all his wives. تَعَالَوْ أُمَتِّعْكُنَّ وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ صَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. And he did divorce Sauda bint Zam'a and then took her back. Prophets have divorced, Sahaba have divorced, so what? Big deal. You need to understand this point. Culturally it's taboo, Islamically it's not a bad thing. It's disliked, you try your best to save marriages, but if it doesn't work out, it's not bad. And you know what? Because we consider it to be bad, what happens? Somebody has to be blamed. It's bad, so somebody has to be blamed. Husband and his family, they'll never blame themselves. It's always a wife's fault. You know, the husband said, you know, it's a wife. It wasn't really the wife. Wife was good, but the mother, you know, the mother was, she was the bad one. Pointing fingers at them. Everybody, you know, I've seen nasty situations. I know one divorce case where I was both the husband's side and the wife spoke to me, the wife's brother came to me. You know, I said, just move on, you know, just be human beings and move on. Forget it, it doesn't matter. They're spreading rumors about us and they're spreading in the community, because now you want to get in the community, you have to prove that you were right and they were wrong. If nobody's wrong, both are right, then what's the big deal? You can have the greatest Imam al-Junayd of the time and the Rabi' al-Basri of the time and you could have a divorce. No chemistry, just didn't meet, it didn't click. There was no kafa, alhamdulillah. No problem. And that's why Islam says divorce, at-talaqu marratan. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Even divorce should be with ihsan, excellence. Depart with excellence. You know which, in what way? The husband says to the wife, goes and says, sorry, forgiveness, sorry, you know, it didn't work out. I wasn't good enough for you. May Allah give you a better husband than me. The wife says, sorry, you know, I wasn't good enough for you. May Allah give you a good wife, better wife than me. Alhamdulillah, make, you know, forgive one another. Move on. That's Islamic divorce. That's what Allah says, talaq with ihsan. It's not a bad thing. Once we consider it to be an evil act, we have to blame someone. Husband's family, blame the wife's family. The wife's family, blame the husband's family. Both become lifelong enemies. They don't talk until death do them part. And then, worst case scenario, when children are used. And then we need fathers for justice. Children, that's an oppression, that's an absolutely haram. You know, practicing people, seriously. I mean, I know practicing people going in jama'at tabligh and all sorts of activities, dressing like Muslims, you know, niqab, hijab, this, that and the other, so-called practicing, yeah? Divorce happens, Islam is out of the window. You know, this is a family, the father's doing, you know, they're practicing family. I told them, I said, you know, don't you realize Islam's, it's a major haram. You're oppressing the child. The child needs the father as well as the mother. Why are you using the child as a human shield to get your own back on the husband? Divorce happened, okay. But the father, don't, you know, deprive the kid from seeing the father. That's a major haram. and using rights of this country, the wife's side and the wife, they always use it. Oh, I don't want to let him see, you know, his evil. You've made your mind up he's evil. He's evil to you, but not doesn't mean that he's a bad father to the kid in normal situations. You can't deprive, you can't. There are visitation rights, there are child custody laws in Islam. Not the laws of this country, there are child custody laws. I have a whole article about the child custody laws. It's actually somebody put it on the BBC website as well. But child custody laws, you have to follow them. Until the age of 7, the boy stays with the mother, then goes with the father. And the girl, until the age of 9, stays with the mother, then goes to the father. We like it or not, these are Islamic rules. So divorce, do it with ihsan in the best of ways. And there are some other issues, but time's up. So we're going to end with this, inshallah. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum.